In the heart of Ohio's Mahoning Valley, surrounded by the proud cities of Youngstown and Warren, lies a historically rich airfield, the Youngstown-Warren Regional Airport. This airport has a story that soars through nearly a century of American aviation history, a story of war, industry, community, and perseverance. Let's take off on a journey through time. The year is 1939. As war brews in Europe and global tensions rise, the U.S. begins investing in domestic infrastructure. That year, the city of Youngstown purchased over 1,400 acres of land in Trumbull County to establish what would become the Youngstown Municipal Airport. Construction began in 1940, and by 1941, the airport was officially opened. But with World War II intensifying, the airport quickly caught the eye of the military. That same year, the airport was leased by the United States Army Air Forces and converted into a training base. It was renamed Youngstown Army Air Base, and it became a hub for training and military logistics during the war. While the commercial terminal sat quietly, runways were busy with the buzz of training planes and cargo aircraft. It was a clear sign of how vital the Mahoning Valley was to the nation's wartime efforts, not just in steel production, but in the skies as well. After World War II ended, the airfield was returned to the city and the airport resumed civilian operations. In 1948, commercial service began and the airport steadily grew as a regional air travel hub. During the 1950s and 1960s, the Mahoning Valley was booming. Youngstown was a steel town with a population nearing 170,000. Businessmen, families, and military personnel flew in and out regularly. Airlines like United, Eastern, and Allegheny served the airport, connecting Youngstown to cities like Chicago, Detroit, Pittsburgh, and New York. In 1952, the airport was renamed the Youngstown Municipal Airport, and its facilities expanded to accommodate the increasing traffic. A new terminal was built, runways extended, and radar systems modernized. But aviation wasn't the only story unfolding at the airport. In 1955, just north of the airport, on land purchased by the federal government, Youngstown Air Force Base was established. The installation, hosting an active-duty Air Force unit, had an original mission focused on defense of the northern United States. The installation's mission would change throughout the years and would include troop transport, tactical air support, special operations, and, finally, tactical airlift operations. In 1960, control of the installation was assumed by Continental Air Command, the predecessor of today's Air Force Reserve, and was renamed Youngstown Air Reserve Base. In 1994, the 9/10th Airlift Wing was activated and the installation was renamed Youngstown Air Reserve Station, and to this day is under the control of Air Force Reserve Command. Over the years, this military presence became not just a fixture, but a foundation of the airport's identity. In 1983, the 9/10th received the first of its C-130 tactical cargo aircraft. The wing is currently transitioning from the C-130H Hercules to the C-130 J-30 Super Hercules, variants of this Air Force workhorse airframe. The 9/10th also has a special aerial spray mission, the only one of its kind in the Department of Defense. From mosquito control to vegetation control to oil spill cleanup, the 9/10th has performed environmental and humanitarian missions across the U.S. The wing also executes its agile combat support mission by providing combatant commanders around the globe with squadrons specializing in aerial port operations, civil engineering, communications, force support, logistics readiness, security, and medical readiness. Thanks to the military presence, the airport continued to receive federal investment and upgrades, even as commercial air traffic began to decline in the region. As the steel industry began to collapse in the late 1970s and 1980s, so too did the need for frequent business travel in the region. Still, the airport never closed. Its role had shifted, but its importance had not faded. Even without regular commercial service, Youngstown Warren Regional Airport has remained an active and valuable asset for the Mahoning Valley. The 910th Airlift Wing remains one of the area's largest employers and continues to fly missions around the globe. Military operations and flight training conducted by the 910th and other military units keep the runways active. The airport also hosts general aviation, corporate flights, and private charters. Local aviation schools train future pilots. Events like air shows and military open houses bring thousands of people to the airfield. In recent years, the Western Reserve Port Authority, which manages the airport, has focused on economic development, hoping to turn the surrounding land into a logistics and manufacturing hub. The Youngstown Warren Regional Airport even plays an active role in advancing aviation education by supporting local flight schools, offering hands-on training opportunities, and partnering with educational institutions to inspire and prepare the next generation of aviation professionals. It's not just about planes, it's about potential. The story of the Youngstown Warren Regional Airport isn't just about aviation. It's about a community that has weathered storms, shifted with the winds, and always looked toward the horizon. From its early days in 1940 to its role in World War II, through the heyday of post-war air travel, and into a modern era of reinvention, the airport stands as a powerful symbol of resilience. It reminds us that even when flights are grounded, the spirit of flight, the dream of possibility, remains alive. As the Mahoning Valley continues to evolve, so too will its airport. The sky is not the limit, it's only the beginning. And for Youngstown Warren Regional Airport, the best is still to come. Because history doesn't just live in museums or books, it lives in the places we pass by every day, and sometimes it flies right overhead.